And now, a look at an important economic indicator. I'm referring, of course, to adult diapers. According to industry watchers, adult incontinence product sales could pass the sale of baby diapers in the next decade, reaching $2.7 billion in 2020, almost a 50% increase in 5 years. So with growth comes ads. Here's a Depends commercial with employees strutting around in the product they make.
How many people may need a different kind of underwear? Over 65 million. Yep. So we're dropping our pants for them. Yep. That's almost one in four Americans. Hey. They're younger than you think.
Then there's the Always Discreet brand.
Want bladder leak underwear that moves like you do? Try Always Discreet underwear and wiggle, giggle, swerve, and curve.
Woohoo! Always Discreet is a new line from Procter & Gamble. Yuri Armida is VP of North America Baby and Feminine Care for P&G. Yuri, why more adult diapers than baby diapers?
I mean, the reality is that this has less to do with the birth rate situation that we have. You know, aging population is growing, and this is a trend for us to watch in different industries for sure. But, you know, sensitive bladders has been one important one that where we are decided to play.
The idea is that they're fitted. It's not some bulky thing. But how can you convince them? You know, incontinence is very personal. It's been private. It's something that's kept people from going out. How can you convince people that they can not only go out, but go out and woohoo dance?
Well, look, one in three women 18 years old and older have bladder leaks. But only one in nine use a product designed for sensitive bladders. So there is a huge disparity with what the incidence is versus what they're using. And many times it's just because of what you said. Either they don't want to talk about it, they don't want to think about it, or they just, you know, decide to deal with it in different ways. So since the launch of Always Discreet, that incidence has gone down to one in seven.
Well, and I want to be clear, too. You've said that the projections of the sales of adult diapers, which are expected to pass the sale of baby diapers, that's not because the baby births are going down. It's just because there are so many adults.
That's right. In fact, the birth rates are up again. Birth rates are growing now in the U.S. about a point and a half percent. It's still, you know, below the peak levels before the recession. But the reality is that the products for sensitive bladders are growing significantly faster than that, and the population for aging is growing faster than that. So we have to provide, you know, different solutions for women in this space.
And is there a product for men too?
The reality is that men also suffer from this, but the incidence amongst women, unfortunately, is significantly higher. So it's roughly about 80% versus 20%. So Always Discreet has decided, for now, to focus on the women.
Well, and you've been saying that this affects women so much more, and it's partly because of things like pregnancy and childbirth, diabetes, obesity, changes that go with aging that affect women more. Yuri Armida, Vice President of Procter & Gamble's North America Baby and Feminine Care, on a whole new demand that's opened up for adult diapers. Yuri, thanks so much for talking to us about it, because it makes you smile, but it's a serious business. So thanks for talking to us about it.
Thanks for having me.